At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earning representations of some independent Optavia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia is derived from successful sales efforts, which required hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Optavia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to Optavia coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent Optavia coaches operating in the US, please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of US coaches under the US compensation plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent Optavia coaches operating in the US under the US compensation plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Welcome, everyone. I am Dr. Joe Pecoraro, and I am so excited to be hosting tonight. What an honor it really is to host this evening's call. And tonight we're going to talk about a topic that really leaves a lot of people sometimes wondering. Do I need to supplement? Do I not need to supplement? Like, what is the deal here? Because so often there's controversy. People want to know, can I just get it all from food? And we'll address that in just a few minutes. But first, let me tell you a little bit about me. I am a board certified vascular and general surgeon. And Optavia gave me a new life, as I know it has for many of you on tonight. The 123 pounds or so that I lost way back in 2005, while my wife was losing 20 pounds, it was the first thing that people could see was our outside transformation, but there was really a lot more, because being able to comfortably kayak with my kids, climb mountains, jogging, are things that I wouldn't have dreamed of when I was 300 pounds. And when I look at that picture there of me sitting on the dock, I'm shocked almost at how big that I was. And then I look at me climbing that mountain in Maine and I think, wow, what a difference Optavia has made in my life. And as the world of medicine was changing and physicians were working harder and harder and longer hours to make the same or less money, in came Optavia. And with just some effort and utilizing the system as it was designed, we earned the ability to live our lives on our terms. And so tonight, what we're going to talk about, though, is we're going to talk about supplementation. And there's going to be three polls we're going to take tonight. So the first poll is, I just want you to answer this question right here. Which answer best describes you? Are you an independent Optavia coach? Are you a client of a coach? Or are you a guest of somebody who invited you on here tonight? And so this will help us, because then we know who our market is. We know who we're talking to, and it helps us for the future. So it's so important that you answer that. And we do keep track of that. We just don't throw these polls out there for fun, by the way. Part of what I'm going to be talking about comes from what we call the life book. And for those of you who are Optavia coaches or clients, you're very familiar with this book, the life book, because this book has made a big difference for a lot of people. And so when we look at that book, it's part of our transformational system. Our transformational system has the life book, the habits of health book, and the app. And these all work together in concert to really make this system what it is. And so we've been going through the elements every other week, and this week we're talking about element 21. And Element 21, again, is should we supplement? And so we're going to talk about your mindset. In other words, why is supplementation important and can it work for you and how can it work for you? We'll talk about the skill set. In other words, understanding what your body's changing needs are and learning how to adapt so that you can work towards optimal health. And then also, we're going to ask you to put some things into action if you haven't already put things into action, because it's so important that you have an individualized, targeted plan for better balance in your life and for you to achieve that optimal living. Now, those of you may have seen this in the book, and this is so important because taking extra nutrients to make up for a deficit in your diet is important. And it's important because not just for maintaining your health, but the nutrients do a lot more than that. They provide us with premium fuel that can enhance cellular and organ function. And we're made up of organs that are made up of tissues that are made up of cells. And the cells have to be healthy in order for the tissues and the organs to be healthy. And at one point, I felt the same way. I felt that, why can't I just eat healthy foods? Isn't that enough? And you know what? If you lived in an area where you were off the grid, the water was pure, the air was perfectly pure, the soil had perfect nutrients in it, you might be able to. But that's not the world that we currently live in. The world that we live in is constantly working against us through all of the different toxins in the atmosphere and everywhere else. And this is an obesogenic world. This world is trying to push you away from health. So the default is not health, and we want to work towards health. Some of the potential benefits of supplementation, and I could not possibly go through all of them here tonight, but they can improve your overall health. They can prevent nutrient deficiencies. So for instance, calcium and vitamin D help keep your bones strong. They can reduce bone loss in people who are prone to osteopenia or osteomalacia. But even more than that, a lot of people don't realize that calcium is important for muscle contraction, and the heart is a muscle. Calcium is important for your heart muscle contraction. Supplements can prevent other nutrient deficiencies. They can cut down on inflammation. And you learned last week how important cutting down inflammation was, or 2 weeks ago. The probiotics and the fuelings help support digestive health. They can support a healthy immune system. And let's face it, the world today has really given us an opportunity to see how important a healthy immune system is. And we know that a combination of vitamin C, E, zinc, copper, lutein, zeaxanthins can slow vision loss in people with age-related macular degeneration. And these are just a few things. There are so many different things that supplements can do to help us in managing different health conditions. Now, when we look at our OptiVia plan, many of you are familiar with the six steps. We prepare for our journey. We achieve a healthy weight. Like when I lost my 120 pounds 15 years ago, I had to go through those steps and also transition to healthy eating. Otherwise, I would have ballooned back up like I did so many other times. And that's how we learn to live these habits of health so that we can optimize our health for our age. Now, those first two steps, preparing for your journey and achieving a healthy weight, if you're on our program, the 5-in-1, you may not need additional supplementation. At the same time, I'm going to throw out this disclaimer that always, always make sure you check with your healthcare provider before you start any nutrient program, before you start any kind of a health program. But when you're on our 5-in-1, everything's been added, the vitamins, the minerals, 20 different vitamins and minerals have been added to the fuelings and you'll get 20% of your recommended daily allowance in each packet. So the five packets throughout the course of the day will give you 100%. And again, that's in phase one and two. But as you transition to healthy eating, if you really want to live a longer, healthier life, it is important that you recognize that you may need to supplement. And you may need to supplement in different ways at different ages. Because a 20-year-old and an 80-year-old may have completely different needs, just as their ability to exercise might be different, so too the ability, or rather the requirements for them are different. And what this graph represents to us is it shows us our optimal health journey, which is that top green line versus the lower line, which is what many people are on. Notice we all start up in the green, basically healthy. Most of us are born healthy. Not everyone, but most of us. So as a general rule, people will go through life and little by little, the worries of life, the stresses of life, the food, the fast pace leads them down a path of non-sickness where they're overweight and they're not quite well, but they're not quite sick yet. But when you're on that line, there is a great chance that you'll continue in that direction unless you shift back up onto the optimal health path. And so here's where it gets interesting. In order for you to reach optimal health and stay there, it's not a one-time deal. You'll notice all the little ups and downs that require adjustment of that little man on the green line. So as I said, between the environment and everything else that's going on in this obesogenic world, in order for you to stay healthy, you may need to supplement. And so we want you to live a vibrant life. We want you to live to be 100 or more, but not just to live to be 100 or more, but to be living a vibrant life at 100. And staying in that healthy state takes vigilance and the ability to adapt as your body changes. Now, next, I'm going to introduce Alexandra Miller. Alex is... she is one of the corporate dietitians for OptaVia, and I'm very excited to have her on because she's one of those people that not only looks healthy, but she's been with OptaVia for more than 8 years, and she's one of those silent partners. She's one of those people behind the scenes that does a lot that makes it easy for us as coaches and easy for us as clients to be able to do things well. So I told her she, in essence, is some of the fuel behind the fueling. So, Alex,
I'll take it away. Yes, thank you, Dr. Joe, and good evening to everyone. I am going to talk a little bit here about medications versus nutritional supplements because Dr. A talks about this in your life book and Habits of Health. And I think what the primary message is, and I think we would all agree that taking medications, not having to take them, is ideal. Right? They certainly have their uses, but they're often linked to chronic health problems like heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. They often have unwanted side effects. And so really, in our ideal world, we're trying to not have to go on medications. They have more of that management focus. We want to prevent that. And that's what nutrients are all about. They're already present in our body, and we need them. They are the fuel for our optimal health. So again, it's, you know, medications have their uses, but creating health isn't one of them. And that's really where these nutrients come into place. So by supplementing them, these nutrients in just the right amounts, you're simply helping your body reach that optimal efficiency. And in fact, like I said, you know, it's really just the very fuel of your health. Like Dr. Joe is saying, you've got the cells that make up the tissues, that make up the organs, that make up the organ systems in our body, and nutrients play a role in each part of that process and those biological levels of organization. So if we go to the next slide here, the supplements versus whole foods, you know, this is such a good one. And even as a dietitian, people always ask, you know, aren't we supposed to be eating whole foods? And isn't that the ideal? And yes, of course, filling your plate with fresh vegetables and fruits, lean proteins, whole grains, that contain all the complexities of nature are really a great way to create optimal health. But let's talk about reality. The reality is that most of us have very hectic schedules. We have competing priorities. We have limited time. There's a limited availability of healthy foods for some people and or high costs associated with them. And then some of us have dietary restrictions, be it for religious reasons, food allergies and tolerances, or just preferences that it enable or prevent us from being able to eat certain foods that offer certain vitamins and minerals and other essential nutrients. So that's why the informed use of complete complex supplements can really be beneficial for some people. Like Dr. Joe said, you know, my supplementation needs at age 31 are going to look different than maybe somebody's supplement needs in their 70s, and male versus female. There's just all different types of things that factor into this, which is why it's so important, you know, of course, to work with your healthcare provider when you're looking at supplementation. But one of the great things too that I just want to point out about the Fuelings, you know, certainly they are the tool for the Optimal Weight 5-in-1 plan that helped jumpstart our weight loss. But what a great tool for sustaining that weight into optimization and into that transition to healthy eating. Because the reality is I don't get 3 servings of dairy a day, but I can have a pre-portioned snack that's fortified with calcium and vitamin D to keep my bones strong, like Dr. Joe was talking about. So there's just lots of good benefits there. And the probiotics, the protein and fiber to keep me full. I could talk all day about that. But there's different tools in our toolbox, and supplements are one, Fuelings are one. And of course, you know, we learn that healthy, low glycemic leaning green meal, and that is a really great habit that we carry into our health transition to healthy eating and through all 6 phases or steps of our journey. So if we go into the next slide, we're going to do a poll. We want to know, what type of supplement are you currently taking? And we want you to select all that apply, because I know some people are taking more than one. So what type of supplement are you currently taking? Vitamins and minerals, fish oil, probiotics, some type of fitness supplement like amino acids, or you don't take any supplements yet? Go ahead and fill out that poll, and we'll share the answers with you after we hear from our next guest speaker, which I'll let Dr. Joe introduce.
Thanks so much, Alex. That was great. And you talk about a busy life, and that's why I am I'm so honored to introduce Dr. Alinda Cox, because Dr. Cox does lead a busy life. She's been highly recognized as an OBGYN in the Austin, Texas area. She's well known for her humanitarian work as well. She leads a busy, busy life. So, Dr. Cox.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Joe, just for just having me. It's really wonderful to be able to talk to you tonight, all of you out there. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, certainly Dr. Joe gave me a wonderful introduction. I appreciate that. I'm originally from Chicago, and I moved to Austin, Texas as an obstetrician gynecologist, and now I'm doing more gynecology. I'm responsible for my office. I'm responsible in the surgical suite. And as time went on, I realized that I was in control of those areas of my life, but I was not in control of my weight. I had lots of trouble controlling weight. I tried to work it off. I had an excellent trainer. But even with training 3 or 4 times a week, I still felt myself ballooning in terms of my weight, and was actually having some trouble with my knees and different joints, my back. On a mission trip, I saw that Dr. Joe had lost 120 pounds. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what are you doing? And so he introduced me to the OptiVia plan and the program, and I loved it. It was easy. It was easy to understand. And I lost that 25 pounds and feel great. I play basketball still. I compete with ballroom dancing now. I'm able to go on mission trips. And so it's just been a real blessing to me. And now I've just become a certified coach, and I'm just trying to help other people gain that freedom in their health. Speaking now about Element 21 and the Life Book, it's been really a game changer. I knew that as I progress in my goal to become healthy, the healthiest person that I could be, that supplementation was the next step. Just for all the reasons that you've already heard, we just don't get as much in our diet as maybe 100 or 200 years ago we used to. So I found that as I read through Element 21 in the Life Book, I was able to learn from Dr. A's book how to customize the nutrients, the supplements that I needed at a particular age that I am, and then how to customize that as I got older. And so many of you out there may have been like me, seeing different programs, reading different magazines. I probably had 15 or 20 different supplements in my medicine chest. And I just had this kind of buckshot kind of approach to supplementation. But reading the Life Book, reading Element 2021, I realized that I could customize it. I could customize it for my body's needs at this point in my life, and then be able to have the tools to customize it as I grew older. And so not only now am I in control of my weight, am I in control of my specialty, but now I've gained also control of my supplementation. And so that has been really excellent for me. The thing also I like about the chapters in all of the Life Book is always ask you, okay, what are you going to do next? What are you going to do now? Now that you have the information, you have the facts, now put it into practice. And so I really love that about the book and how that's set up and how the elements are set up. So that's my story. Back to you, Dr. Joe.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Linda. Certainly with your busy lifestyle, you do have a need for the supplementation. And Alex, do you have the results of that poll yet? I noticed that a lot of people wanted to put more than one thing.
I know. And I said you could select all that apply and then you could only pick one. I'm sure many of us are taking several supplements. But hey, number one was vitamins and minerals. So that was 45% of us are taking some type of vitamin and mineral supplement. And there's about a little over 30% of us who are not taking any supplements tonight. So maybe after we finish this presentation, we'll give some people some food for thought in terms of supplementation. And looks like the fitness supplements came in at last. We have about 10% taking fish oil and probiotics, and about 4% of us are taking fitness supplements. So thank you for participating in our survey. We love to hear what everybody's doing. And if we go to this slide, as you see, Dr. A supplement guidelines, if you have not read through this section of your Life Book and also in the Habits of Health, I highly encourage you to do it. Dr. A walks us through different things to look for in supplements, different reasons, potential reasons that they may be beneficial for some people, and just ways to know whether or not it might be something you want to consider. Now, again, talk to your healthcare provider because we're all so different and we're all in different steps on our journey. But some of the ones that Dr. A highlights, he talks about fish oil. Fish oil, again, if it's right for you and your healthcare provider is okay with it, that's something that can start in step one of your journey and carry through to step six, right? Whereas Dr. Joe mentioned with the daily multivitamin, if you're on the Optimal Weight 5-in-1 plan, you are getting 100% of your daily value for 20 essential vitamins and minerals. So unless your healthcare provider prescribes something otherwise, maybe you have a medical condition or another reason, you probably don't need to take a multivitamin during the weight loss phase of your journey. But then we transition to healthy eating. Maybe we're not eating all the food groups for whatever reason. And so a multivitamin, or again, the fuelings with those really high quality vitamins and minerals in them can be a part of a healthy meal plan for the long term and also just a great weight management tool. Dr. A talks about B-complex vitamins and antioxidants, the anti-inflammatory package, and also probiotics, right, which as part of a healthy diet and lifestyle can help support our digestive system. So encourage you to read through that because there's a lot of good information, but I just wanted to highlight, you know, again, that these are the ones that when we're in the optimization phase, it's good to think through, would this be beneficial for me in achieving optimal health long-term? Now, on the next slide, we have some Q&A. So Dr. Joe's going to ask me.
Yeah. So Alex, I know that so many people feel the same way that, yes, this is great information you're giving, but how do I know if I need a supplement? That's number one. And then if I do, okay, so I go in the grocery store, and the grocery store has about 10,000 different brands, and they've got them listed from A to Z. And then I go in the health food store, and people are telling me this, that. So how do I know what I need, and which brand should I purchase?
I'm so glad you asked these questions. I, at one point, asked these questions too. So to answer your first question, you really have to assess your current dietary plan and identify any potential gaps. Right? So if you're a person who's not doing much dairy and you're an optimization on the Optimal Health 3-in-3 plan, maybe supplementation or the Fuelings, which have the calcium and vitamin D, is going to be helpful for you. If you don't do many grains because they're a trigger food for you and you just prefer to kind of stay away from them, then, you know, maybe you want to look at some of these B complex vitamins, fiber, which again, you could get from the Fuelings or a supplement, etc. Vegetables are also a good source. But just look at the gaps. What food groups are you not getting a lot of? And what vitamins and minerals may you need to supplement with? And could you benefit from something like fish oil and the anti-inflammatory benefits that can ensue? So talk to your healthcare provider for personalized guidance. Look through Dr. A's book to give you some ideas. In terms of shopping, here's the thing. Dr. A walks through some really, really good tips for looking at fish oil supplements, vitamin and minerals. So he gets very specific. But to be respectful of our time, one thing that people are always asking is, if you're shopping and there's a lot of brands, what do I look for? And the answer is look for a reliable source. Look for third-party independent testing and look for some seal, you know, with either from the NSF International, US Pharmacopoeia, Consumer Lab, that shows that somebody tested it for purity, that you're getting what it says you're getting, and you're getting a high-quality vitamin and mineral supplement, just like the Fuelings have. So those would be my recommendations, Dr. Joe.
Thank you so much, Alex. It was great having you on tonight. And we just have one more poll and then we're going to wrap things up here. So just let us know, how did you enjoy the community time? The poll will come up there. It was either excellent or very good or good or below. I won't even say below average or poor. I wouldn't even admit to that if it was. But we do take a tally of these and see how they are. And remember that if you or want to hear this again, or if there's someone you know that wants to hear this or any of our Habits of Health webinars, they can find us on YouTube. They can find us in the Habits of Health podcast. You see there in the community time link there. And then also, you want to be reminded for these every week because life gets busy and it's easy to forget. So just get on your cell phone and text OPTAVIA 30. And OPTAVIA is all caps, there's no spaces, OPTAVIA 30 to 99000. And then what you'll do is you'll get a little reminder text about 30 minutes before. And next week for our Habits of Health community time, there's going to be some fall health tips. Jan Paxman, who's an RN and good friend of mine, is going to be joining us. And, you know, the seasons of the year change, just like the seasons in our life change. And so what Jan is gonna do, she's gonna give us some health tips on what should I expect in the fall? What's next? What do I do?
At OPTAVIA, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The prior audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the OPTAVIA community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope those stories inspire you to continue your journey with or to consider joining OPTAVIA. But please note that they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the U.S. or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with OPTAVIA. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earning representations of some independent OPTAVIA coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OPTAVIA is derived from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. OPTAVIA acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to OPTAVIA coaches in the U.S., Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent OPTAVIA coaches operating in the U.S., please see the OPTAVIA Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of U.S. coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent OPTAVIA coaches operating in the U.S. under the U.S. Compensation Plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.